Well, hello there, folks. We have on Woman to Woman this week Anne-Marie Scully from Cornerstone Church in Tullamore. Anne-Marie will be discussing broken relationships, stress, anxiety, and much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So join me, Jackie, with Anne-Marie for Woman to Woman. So I've Anne-Marie Scully on Woman to Woman today. You're very welcome, Anne-Marie, from Tullamore, Slieve Bloom Church in Tullamore in County Offaly, right in the middle of Ireland. Anne-Marie, you're very welcome. So today we want to talk about, in Woman to Woman, we want to talk about relationships. And, you know, the key word being broken relationships. I mean, we've all been there in relationships, broken, you know, intimately with, you know, partners, husbands, wives, all that. Also with friends and with family, there can be breakdown of relationships, broken relationships and misunderstanding. But when they're in God's order and under God's law and in God's way, we would expect it to go a bit better. But it doesn't always go like that. Anne-Marie, can you tell me, you know, what happened in your relationship? I know you were in a broken relationship and that must have been really difficult for you. What did you go through?
Well, Jackie, I entered into, like, it would have been 10 years ago now that I would have entered into a relationship that I thought was going to be really great, because I was a new Christian at the time and they were professing to be a Christian as well. And I felt it was the right thing to do because my conscience had convicted me of the way I was living beforehand, where I was getting into relationships outside of marriage. And that was really hurting me as an individual. And I do believe it was hurting other people as well. And for me, it came to a head because I spent 4 years with this person and I tried my very best to be a godly wife and put my best into it. And I really do believe that had things been different, it would have worked out. I think that there was a lot of healing to go on in the mind of both myself and my former husband, who seemed to be a bit broken in his way of relating to me as a wife. And that came to the fore as in it showed up in manipulation and control and not allowing me to even have my own friends, and just in part sometimes misusing scripture that would have I otherwise would, like, for his own gain, if you know what I mean. Sometimes yeah, you can come across that we can have a scripture, say the marriage scripture, but expecting one person to carry the responsibility of the marriage scripture but not living out the marriage scripture on the other person's yeah, part, because it's not a whole scripture yeah. Then
was and he a Christian at the time?
He professed to be a Christian, but I do believe that there was a bit of a falling away and a brokenness in him that wasn't dealt with. And it was difficult for me to deal with, in that I was a new Christian as well. Mm. I was a new Christian in that relationship. So I really didn't have the wherewithal to be able to yes, get the help or to be able to stand firm in that.
Mm. So, you know, it obviously, you know, the Bible talks about being unevenly yoked. And mm-hmm, did you sense that early on, or did the Lord just speak to you in the relationship?
I do believe that the Lord would have, yes, there was an unevenly yoked element to it. But I do believe the Lord spoke to me in that when one day something was said to me, and it's like the Holy Spirit was saying, you do not have to lift a hand to somebody to be abusive. It's in their words and in their behavior that it can manifest.
Mm.
And that is what the Lord was laying on my heart. Mm. And I did actually say that outright. And it was somewhat, there was no real improvement, even though there would have been a move to improve the relationship. And it did come to a head where the Lord says, no, Anne-Marie, you can't be in that relationship, because I was living outside of Ireland at the time, but circumstances and situations brought us back to Ireland, and this person's not from Ireland, from New Zealand, and they would have somehow made their own mind up that they were going back to go to New Zealand. So there was a sense of rejection and abandonment in all of that. And there was brokenhearted. I was quite brokenhearted, but also my health, it was suffered a lot. So I would have gotten chronic stress from that situation and depression.
That must have been a very difficult time for you, what you went through. And I
know
many, many people do struggle in breakups. But, you know, tell me a bit more about how you knew it was time that the relationship was to end.
I feel like that it was the time, because it was coming to a stage where I was literally, I'd shut down as a person. I literally I couldn't feel anything. I was very empty and devoid of emotion. It was as if I had just shut down. And I found it very difficult to connect with people, even outside of the relationship. And it was quite horrendous. It was just, I'd never experienced anything like it. And I do believe that it was the end of it. It was a case of just the Lord showing me that he had taken my ex-husband out of my physical life and taken him to his own country. And then I'm trying to speak to him and say, we need to do something about this. And then it didn't work out. It actually became more of a mess and fell apart. And the fact that there was an onslaught of messages, I think people who have been in abusive relationships and come out of abusive relationships, they can actually relate to the fact that there is a communication that's completely broke down, and then messages become very harassing and devaluing. And I think only a person who has been through that will understand.
And we do see, you know, we hear, I know social media can be a powerful tool, but it can absolutely destroy people too. You know, texting and WhatsApp and, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all that. And when we see the words, you know, they really do sit in our spirit, and it's hard to break it off, you know, and only God can do that, I believe. But sometimes, you know, I used to hear that little saying, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. When you hear yourself being called a name online or read the words, they can really break you. That must have been really hard for you reading them.
It was very difficult. I'm more the anger, because you could like really sense the anger behind the messages. There was a lot of rage coming my direction, and it was extremely difficult. And I do believe that the Lord spoke to me at that time and said, you're going down a road less traveled, and you're going to seek me for yourself, and you're going to find me for yourself, and your relationships will be restored through me. And the Lord wanted me to seek him and to have a strong relationship with him through Jesus. And that became the journey of a lifetime, and breaking free.
So you're free now. How many years, Anne-Marie, from that relationship?
It would be 7 years, 7 to 8 years.
To go through that pain must have been just incredible.
It was incredibly difficult. I did have to seek help. I did go to the doctor and I asked him for help, and it was a lot of courage that took me to go to my GP and say, I really need help. And breaking down, and in that situation where I was completely broken down, crying, because I was very, and my heart was just so sore. It was just so broken. I can't describe it. It was just so much stress in my life. And my doctor was so kind to me, and he said that you may need to take something, like a little Band-Aid for a short time, but I will send you to somebody. There's a clinic in Naas to sit with them. And I found a psychologist. And for the first 6 weeks, I was able to speak and have some conversation with a professional. But I do feel like that only the Lord could actually help me, because I literally felt the pain in my chest. And I was felt so lost. And I think people that are coming out of that situation can feel so lost and so in need of people to help them. And sometimes the people that you think are going to be there, like your immediate family, may not actually be the people that are there for you.
Yeah.
Because they lack understanding. They lack understanding. That means that there's no real connection to you as a person to help you. And for me, I went looking for my answers through the Christian church in Ireland. And I didn't know where to go, but I sought the Lord and I asked him where to go and what church to find. And he did in about 2016. I did find somebody from a church locally to go to. It was a small congregation, but it took me a lot of courage to walk in there because I didn't know much about the Christian landscape in Ireland. And I did find people that I could relate to and helped me. I found a Christian ministry that was a healing ministry that I could trust to with, that they would pray with me and that they helped me pray into my situation and to surrender my life to the Lord, because I hadn't understood about surrendering my life to the Lord until that day. And when I surrendered all of my life to the Lord, and my relationships and various different things that happened to me in the past that I hadn't got healing from, or couldn't seem to find forgiveness in my heart to forgive certain situations, I found that I had a burden lifted off my shoulder that day, and I found kindness in people that I didn't know but knew the Lord, and it helped me so much.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.